Ahead this evening, a group of Philadelphia musicians will perform the entire record, Ode to Billy Joe, originally recorded and released in 1967 by Bobby Gentry. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the concert is a book release party for a new investigation into the famous song and its mysterious writer.
A pickup band of eight musicians is getting ready to recreate an unlikely hit. Ode to Billy Joe is a sparse and morose song that in 1967 knocked the Beatles off the top of the charts.
Didn't sound like anything on the radio. It was also way too long. It's 4 minutes and 15 seconds, which was extremely long for the radio at the time. But they knew that it would be worth the length.
That is Tara Murtha. She's a Philadelphia-based journalist who has written a book about the making of the record and the subsequent career of Bobby Gentry. The song is a ballad about a girl who's just learned that a boy threw himself off the Tallahatchie Bridge in Mississippi.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Why did Billy Joe kill himself, and why is this girl so upset about it? The song is richer as those mysteries remain unanswered.
The only mystery bigger than why Billy Joe jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge is, where is Bobby Gentry?
Bobby Gentry's recording career lasted just 4 years. And then in the 1970s, she created extravagant stage productions in Las Vegas while palling around with Elvis. And then at some point in the 1980s, she just disappeared.
People she was very close to who themselves were surprised that they weren't in her inner circle. You know, I was calling to interview people and they would answer the phone and go, do you know where she is? What happened? What's she doing? You know, they had more questions for me in some cases than I had for them.
Murtha was attracted to Gentry because of her artistry, her mystery, and her complex feminism. Gentry was sexy, and she knew it. It was how she liked to present herself on stage.
In 1974, a writer asked her, are you feminist? Because here you wear fake eyelashes, and you play your femininity to the hilt, and you do all these things that that doesn't seem feminist. Fast forward almost 50 years, and Beyoncé and everybody else still getting asked the same question.
The band of players, assembled by musician Phil D'Agostino, will perform all the tracks in order from Ode to Billy Joe, which will reveal that the sparse acoustic title track was unusual even for Bobby Gentry. Many of the other songs on the record are electric, bluesy swamp rock. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.